April 1st, 2005, we're here in Salinas at the Cesar Chavez Library, and I'm talking with...
My name is Peter Quick.
You want to explain the situation for the listeners, what's going on here in Salinas tonight?
Sure. Well, as you said, we're at the Cesar Chavez Public Library in Salinas, East Salinas, to be specific, which is one of the poorest communities in the state. For those who aren't aware, the city of Salinas has been, I would say, forced into a position of having to close all of their public libraries because of budget cuts. And the budget cuts, you know, are related to spending priorities on the state and federal level. And that's a story that isn't being emphasized very much in solutions that are proposed to save the libraries. So, there are some very good, very valiant efforts on a local level to save the libraries. Fundraising, and there's one campaign that's focused on fundraising just to keep the doors open. There's another effort to get a ballot, an initiative on the ballot in November to basically tax ourselves and keep the libraries open. But, you know, this event tonight is about, and what this event is, it's a 24-hour, we're calling it a 24-hour emergency read-in to save our libraries. And what it's about is drawing the connection between priorities and habits of spending on a state level, where the governor, you know, ran on taking away the vehicle license fee from cities, or, you know, and that was a huge revenue source for Salinas, and also on the federal level, where, you know, we've spent as a nation $200 billion on the Iraq War. State of California has spent $26 billion in the Iraq War, and Salinas' share of that is about $80 million. Meanwhile, it costs $5 million a year for our libraries to keep our libraries running. So we can come up with $80 million to pay for a war, but we can't come up with $5 million to pay for our libraries.
How long have you known about the library closing, the threat of the library closing, and how long have you been active, and how long has the members of the community out here been active?
We've had for a number of years, going back to 2002, we've had various threats to our public services here in Salinas, again due to budget shortfalls. And actually, we fought a battle in 2002 against a libertarian organization connected to the Jarvis Foundation. That's the organization that brought us Proposition 13, which really decimated revenue streams for municipalities going way back to the 70s. So this organization, this libertarian organization, tried to get this tax that provides us revenue, it's a utility users tax, eliminated, and put a initiative on the ballot to do that, and we fought it. The community came together. We had an amazing coalition of organizations all over the political spectrum, and we beat it. So we saved our services. We saved our tax that you know, provided our services. And if that had passed, we'd have lost our libraries then, and we'd have lost our recreation centers, our municipal pool, you know, you name it. So we got past that one. But then Schwarzenegger got elected, and he took away the vehicle license fee. And there's other factors, too, like the downturn of the economy. So the city was looking at losing several million dollars of its general fund budget that, I believe it was $8 million, that was used for various public services. And so we started closing our recreation centers, all the things that we, you know, were worried about losing a couple years ago. Started shutting down. We lost our crossing guard program. We lost funds for support nonprofits. Finally, the city council decided it needed to shut the libraries in order to balance the budget.
So is it some of the same people that were involved in the campaigns back then that are involved in this current manifestation of the struggle against the library? Or is it like a new group of people?
The first time around, as I said, it was all over the political spectrum. This time around, I have to say, I mean, one of the organizations involved in organizing both of these efforts is the organization that I'm involved with, which is the Salinas Action League, which is a grassroots social justice organization based here in Salinas. And so the first effort was, you know, all over the political spectrum. This one is not as all over the political spectrum, because we are connecting it to the war and our spending priorities in other areas like prisons. And I think it kind of puts off people in the ag community, you know, makes them reluctant to get involved in this, which is too bad, really. But we have a great number of co-sponsoring organizations who have organized this event, the Salinas Action League, La Unión del Pueblo Entero, also known as LUPE, and they're a community organization here in East Salinas, based in East Salinas, and the United Farm Workers, the Citizenship Project, also based in Salinas, and then we had two Bay Area organizations who got real interested in it, Code Pink and Global Exchange, and we all got together and came up with this idea to do a 24-hour read-in to draw, again, you know, attention to how spending priorities impact local communities.
What will it take to save the library?
Well, you know, we might be able to come up with a short-term solution in terms of a, you know, local tax initiative. But to really save the libraries, we've got to change our spending priorities. You know, we just cut, on a federal level, $111 million was cut of library funding in the last 18 months. And, you know, I don't know if I was clear about this, but Monterey County is one of the wealthiest counties in California. You know, the workers of Salinas feed the bellies of the nation and bolster the economy of Monterey County and the whole state. And yet, what do we get in return? We get cuts. We get eliminated services. We want an equitable solution to the crisis of public services not being able to function in lower-income communities like Salinas. And we're not going to stop this campaign until that happens. So, for instance, after this event, we're taking thousands of signatures to Governor Schwarzenegger, and we're going to go and we're going to talk to him about it.
Who are some of the people that are most affected by the closing of the library system?
Lower-income residents of East Salinas, for example, with 21% of the population below the poverty level. And, you know, a lot of people in this community don't have much exposure to books. You know, and so the library is a haven, a place where there's community mentors, a place where, you know, people who can't afford books and can't afford internet access can get books and get internet access and can browse at books and get exposed to things and have local experts, you know, librarians who can teach them things. And that's extremely vital. And when you take away libraries, you know, that's lost. And then you have this major gang problem in Salinas. And if you take away libraries, which are one of the only means of fighting the hopelessness that leads people into gangs, how are we going to fight gangs?
Is there anything else that you'd like to add tonight, Peter?
I would say, you know, please come on out here, but I imagine by the time your listeners hear this, it'll be over already. But this is a 24-hour event. We're going to be reading all night until 1 p.m. on Sunday, and then we're going to join the Cesar Chavez UFW March, which will be thousands of people marching through Salinas in celebration of the life of Cesar Chavez with a focus on literacy as a means of empowerment.
We have a question for you.
Is there a way that people could get in touch with you or your organization after, or is there a way that people can get in touch?
Absolutely. People can get more information about this issue and more information about the Salinas Action League at our website, which is www.salinasaction.org.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.